The second in charge of Repco, he pulled up trying to smash our signs up early on Sunday morning. I woke up to this stuff.
Mm.
And one of our guys was there, said, you know, don't do it, go away, type thing in nice language. And he said, this second in charge of Repco, I don't know what his name was and I don't know what his position was, but he said, we're going to come back later and stone you lot. Like with stones.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the second guy in charge.
Yeah.
It's
insane. And that, you know, that's that whole thing with the publicity. You know, these people have got the control of the press. One copper made this statement about rally cars being stoned. Nobody else, the drivers themselves, didn't witness it. They denied that it happened. Nobody else witnessed this thing happening, and yet that's coloured everybody's opinion. The whole weekend has been about the protesters throwing stones at the rally car drivers, and it just didn't happen. But it's in history.
The police said that we were the most peaceful protest in the whole route where we were.
Yeah,
because they pulled up to see. I think they pulled up to see if we had any reinforcements going to block the thing at UKIP. They said we're here to protect you, because one of the guys nipped up behind us, just sat there for 5 minutes. I think he's taken a few number plates and that, but he heard what we were going through and the amount of aggression and abuse that we were taking.
Yeah.
Then they came back and sat with us. So we have nothing, no beef against the police at all. The police were really good for us. Then they could have nicked a few people for speeding and stuff, but they. All our crew were vilified, but all these hoons come down from into our area, drink driving, throwing missiles. There's one guy sat on the passenger seat with his hand on the roof and passed through a bottle at Billy. Hit us both. We had to both dive out of the way.
Yeah.
Got covered in beer, you know.
That's the sort of stuff that can kill you. But a glass beer bottle travelling at speed, mate, that can kill you.
That's right.
It's not just a sort of a symbol or the, you know, a gesture.
It's
a death threat.
Yeah, that's right. We should have really had a chicken mesh cage in front of us, riot shields and flash helmets. We were just standing there, waving at people for 3 days and nights. You know, and it's we just thought, you're not gonna. What can we do? I thought the main thing is that no one gets killed, drivers or us crew or anybody gets killed.
Mm.
That's the main number one priority. I thought, how are we gonna get a hand around this one? How are we gonna protest this without endangering people's lives? And the only thing that we could come up with was just to sit on the side of the road giving our opinion.
Yeah.
Might be contrary. We had one banner up that said this rally stinks, and we had another one that says wrong way, go back, think again. And we had another one that says Earth is our future. Another one that said, be aware, you're on sacred land. This land is sacred. We had a banner like that. They're our banners.
Yeah.
It wasn't F off, arsehole.
No,
it wasn't like that. It was just our opinion. And thanks to the stoking of the fires of the bullshit press and the Gold Coast. What's that paper called?
Gold Coast Bulletin.
Gold Coast Bulletin. What a waste of paper.
Absolutely.
What a waste of paper. Yesterday on the thing, they had the thing about the rally of it, and they're vilifying everybody. And they're just trying to hide how much money they didn't make.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And on that, all about us, the rally, you know, we're scum and everything, and it should go away. And we want to make money. And then they had half-drawn poodles. You know, Lord, what a load of crap that paper is. And it's not a load of crap. It's just a biased, bigoted viewpoint that's influencing people to come and hate us.
Poison for the brain.
And the editor should be ashamed of themselves because of the biased view that he's had. And also the editor's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
He's a dinosaur. Let him go and do it outside his house.
Yeah.
See what he thinks, you know?
Well, already there's been a move to get people in southeast Queensland get a move to have the next rally up there instead of down here.
Yeah, good.
Around the desert area and out west here. Apparently Lithgow is apparently put in the bid for next
God,
time.
Another bloody sacred place.
Yeah. But that may not matter.
Why don't they take it to a place that's already been destroyed?
Yeah.
We did a gig for Joyfest and we were in the middle of a racetrack that they built up on the Gold Coast there somewhere. I can't remember where it was. And the racetrack went around us. Within that racetrack was a quarry with all these big trucks digging out the stuff and road stuff. And we had a gig called Joyfest and we had a guy with a decimeter come. 68 decibels. And he sat right next to the speakers and every time it went to 69 decibels, he said, turn it down. And then he left. And the wind was blowing, it was lightly raining, and it was 68 decibels anyway.
Yeah. But I got woken up Saturday morning by the helicopters and the cars setting up at Killaloo Road, and that was and they were 2 k's away, you know, the cars. Yeah. That was well over 68 decibels. That was an incredible record.
That's right.
I don't know what they've been tested at.
And another thing with this rally is it's springtime, and what happens is the noise of the car shocks the chicks that are in the nest, yeah. Shocks the parents. Yeah. They might fly off, and then the chicks are on their own.
So it's very hard to assess that sort of damage.
It is. It is, and I read that there's about 10 birds killed. Like, I read it on the internet this morning. But that's what they saw, you know. We get a lot of roadkill all the time, but you can expect that. Like, I really think I got rid of my car because I killed too many frogs and moths on the way home.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm a shanty guy, hang around the town, peaceful. Get in the car, cause carnage, get home, a murdering, slaying bastard.
Yeah.
Still think I'm peaceful, but I've just killed 30 frogs, 50 moths, or bird, you know, like...
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
Why don't they have a speed limit of 40 k's on the roads at night? Because the rest of nature live here as well, it's not just us.